When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and others. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and at your own pace. Schedule secure video and phone sessions or text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's truly affordable option for all the Sassy Tarot listeners. Get 10% off your first month with discount code TAROT. If you've been wanting to talk and get started today, go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love, one that you can always change. If it doesn't work for you, I change therapists like I change socks once every 4 days. betterhelp.com/tarot. Promo code? Well, easy. That's tarot. T-A-R-O-T.
Forever!
Sassy Tarot. Sassy. Sassy Tarot. Welcome to an audio journey through the world of tarot with me, Veronica Osorio. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin.
To see the cards from today's episode, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Sassy Tarot Pod. That's S-A-S-S-Y, tarot, like a regular tarot, T-A-R-O-T-P-O-D. Sassy Tarot Pod. Sassy Tarot Pod.
Welcome to Sassy Tarot. My name is Veronica Osorio. In the music, Peter Mark Handel. Welcome to another one of the minisodes. In this opportunity, we continue learning about the major arcana, and we've made our ways all the way to card number 9, the Hermit. So if you've been following our journey, you know that we're in the Fool's journey. You know that we've gone through so much, and yet there's so much to be explored. We were innocent babies who knew nothing. We started learning about the power of manifesting our reality and what we want. We started learning the depths of our subconscious mind. We started learning our feminine principle of Venus, our masculine principle of Mars. We learned that we're not alone, that we have communities and other people to respond to, that we depend upon. We found in the lover, we found ourselves in the mirror of a lover, and then we charged forward into our self-value with the chariot. We learn to tame our inner beast with the strength. And now we're taking all of those lessons. We're climbing up a mountain and we're gonna spend some time alone with the Hermit card. That's right. Card number 9, the Hermit. In a dark cloak, holding a big old wand, with a long ass beard and a little lamp, up the mountain he goes, the Hermit, alone. Through the snow, he goes up to think, meditate, and reason all the lessons that he learned so far. Oh, so lonely, the hermit goes. Oh, so alone. Did he choose to be alone? Was the hermit someone that the children of the village feared? Or was the hermit the old wise man that will only open up to you if you say just the right thing? This mysterious and lonely arcana is here to signify all of those moments in life in which we have to take time to be alone and absorb what just happened. In his little lamp, he holds a star, the hope that he will understand, a hope that he's trying to encase, to trap, to look at and be guided by, so that then he can go down the mountain and teach it to others. It's a hermit. So we're in the major arcana of the hermit. It's the darkest colored arcana of the Rider-Waite card deck. On a snowy mountain, a cloaked figure stands, looking at a lamp that he's holding on his hand. The other hand, he has a wand, which signifies passion of the soul. So even though everything's so dark and he's so alone and he's decided not to interact with society right this moment, or he feels left out of society, or he feels like he has to be alone because he can't take it, because he's too sensitive, because he needs to absorb things, because no one will empathize with him because of whatever reasons, there's still hope and passion and fire both in his lamp and his hand. Potentially a big dick, because that's what the Ace of Wands tends to be, a big dick that's coming your way. The sky is dark. There are no clouds. There's no moon, which signifies a new moon. It's a time to meditate on your intentions, to planting seeds, to decide what you want to bring out in yourself and to bring out of your experiences during the following month. Why is the hermit so alone? And what is he looking down at? So in the Fool's Journey, The fool encounters his own inner depths. He encounters other people. He encounters a way to manipulate them, to move around. He's been reflected back at him by the lovers. He has proven his worth. He's been part of a community. And now, after all this struggle, of this fight, you know, when you have a very busy day and you have done so much, and at night, you don't want to talk to anyone. You don't want to talk to the people you live with. Whether that's your family, your spouse, your roommate, you just want to be alone and absorb what just happened. You don't even have to do anything to do this. It's not about watching TV. It's not about watching porn alone. It's not about any of that. This is about literally taking a breath and a second to absorb all of what's been happening, to regroup. The hermit is the card that signifies the lonely philosopher, the lonely person meditating, the person who's looking back upon their past and thinking, how can I turn this into lessons? How can I turn this passionate fire and everything that just happened into something I can teach others? When the hermit card pops into a reading, I'd say, depending on its position, it's a time that signifies a timeout, a break, a moment. Not so much like the hangman, which we'll talk about in a few episodes. The hangman is this being stuck energy, while the hermit is someone who went to be alone, to process. This is a card of therapy. This is a card of that moment at night when you're trying to figure out what just happened during your day. This is a time of retreat, spiritual retreat, meditation, a feeling of not being reached out to by other people, a feeling of being like, I don't want to really reach out right now, even though people are asking me to come out, to go party, to do things, to do this, to do that. And I usually feel the duty to do this. I won't today. I can't right now. It's a new moon card. Usually in the full moon, there's more light. So there are more activity out before electricity. The moon would make everything bright, right? More than usual, right? When we go out into a field and there's no lights and there's a full moon, you can see, so everything looks so silvery and blue and clear and nice. And the light of the moon is not shining in the sky. Things can be very, very dim. But that doesn't necessarily mean something bad. It just means that there are things that you can't see. Just like a seed grows under the earth. And that's part of how the magic happens, is that you cannot see it. The hermit points to a time in which you are doing that with your own psyche, with your own intentions, with your own energy. Socializing takes a lot of energy. And if we don't know how to distribute that energy and make it something that we can use when it's good for us and not use when it's not really good for us, then we'll be consistently drained. We'll consistently feel like we're owing to other people. Like, if you're always there for every time your friends want you to hang out, if you're always there every time your spouse wants to talk, if you're always there every time, like, you are in company, even if you're in company, if you always have to be on or there or talk, you don't have a second to be alone, then you'll start getting cranky and having nightmares and being like feeling trapped, feeling like you're going nowhere. And it's just because you haven't had the time to have the silence and have that conversation with yourself. So usually when the hermit pops in a reading, it means that you're either coming out of that or you're headed towards that, or there's a need to that. It points to a need of time alone. Of course, if it's next to a Ten of Swords. That's a backstabbing card. I would say you feel pretty betrayed by your group of friends, by your peers, by your relationship, and you feel like that's left you very alone and cold. If it's next to a Two of Cups, which is a soulmate card, I would say that you have someone that you can be calm with and in silence with, without feeling doomed, without feeling trapped, without feeling crazy. If it's right next to some wands, I would say that this is the part of a creative project where you're like alone and you're coming up with the idea and you're coming up with a way to do it and you're coming up with a fucking idea, like a writer. A writer who just thought of a new book would have an Ace of Wands and the Hermit card. Like, take that wand and lock yourself in your room and write your memoirs, because the shit's happening. If instead we're seeing this next to Pentacles, it's someone who's maybe locking themselves in the room to do billing and balances and checking and trying to analyze where they're putting their money and how to invest their resources. This is a deeply meditative, does that sound like a word? Card. And it invites you. If you've been feeling very lonely, the Hermit sometimes tells you you maybe are feeling alone, but you're not using this energy in your favor. If you're not feeling alone, if you feel like you've been socializing a lot and like you can't really fucking think, it's telling you, dude, you haven't taken a second to be on your own and just live in it comfortably. Who cares? Who cares if you're alone for a few days? Who cares if you feel lonely and weird and kind of lost for a few days? You are always with yourself. Ultimately, that's what the Hermit says to you. You will always and forever, for as long as you are alive, be with yourself. So why not get used to that relationship? Why not get comfortable with that relationship? Why not talk to yourself as you would with someone that you're in love with and someone that you like and someone that you care about and someone that you're friends with and someone that you're family with? The Hermit is the person who goes and talks to themselves. You know when you have a great idea and it feels like someone else gave it to you, but it came from your head? It feels like there's a wiser person in you? Well, yeah, that's you. It's what I call Big Veronica. You can call it Big, enter your name. Don't call it Big Veronica. Don't do that. It's weird for me. Your Big Veronica is that person, your higher self, that person that's you, but has the best idea, the best possible solution, the best way to do something. We sometimes ignore that bitch because it's so annoying. And we sometimes hear it, her, him, they, X. And when we do, we tend to improve our relationship to ourselves. We get an idea and then we follow it and we don't even know where it's coming from. And the idea is that tonight I'm going to be alone and stay home. And then once you do, you feel renewed and ready to start again and ready to go home and ready to do whatever it is that you need to do. The Hermit is you when you're old and already knows the end result of all your life. And you're telling yourself, bitch, listen to me. This is how you're going to do this. But in order to connect to that older you that already knows everything and knows how to do everything and is brave and has done the decisions that you've been too coward to do or too reluctant because of fears or whatever, you need to be alone. You need to be alone to connect with yourself. You need to be alone to listen to this older version of you. With this Hermit card, I'm inviting you all to, if you can, maybe close your eyes and imagine yourself at, what's a good age to die? 96? 96. So when my great-grandpa died. You're at 96 years old. You made it. Close your eyes. And now, you're visiting yourself in bed. You at this age are visiting yourself in bed. And you see yourself so old and so about to croak. And you're like, yo, what's up? I'm so sorry you're about to die. Glad you made it to 96. What's your favorite memory? And now I want you to put yourself in the eyes of that 96-year-old person that's you. And I want you to think back to your life. The memories that you actually do store still in your brain because you already lived them. And then the years ahead that you still don't know. But the 96-year-old person does know. Of your happy moments. Think of the things that you got, the house that you got, the home, the family, the life, the money, all the things, the piles of the pets that you owned, the things that you did. And think back on those memories of when you were 40, 30, 60, 90, 39. And think of what makes you the happiest, what has made you groan the most, what makes you so excited, what do you look back fondly towards? I don't think any of what I've said is grammatically correct. Doesn't matter. And now you're back out and you're you at this age and you see yourself die. Just to make it creepy. And you leave that place. What do you do? What do you go out after that encounter and do? Well, perhaps your lesson is that you would be less stiff with certain ideas, less emotional about certain things that don't really matter, more emotional about showing people how you feel for them, more free in the way you think, more careful about your money, more willing to go out there and look for what you dream of and not be trapped by society or rules or certain things that are not yours, not your rules, not your things you chose. Maybe you will decide to be less prideful, less gluttonous, less all the other sins of the Bibles. Maybe you decide that you will free someone from you. Maybe you decide that you will not take revenge upon someone because what's the point if I'm going to live 40 more years and it's going to pain me? That is the Hermit card, guys. It's deeply spiritual. Is the Fool having arrived to a deeply, deeply profound moment in which it realizes that the things that they do have consequences, and the consequences are not just what people will feel when I do certain actions, but what I will feel after I do certain actions. That sometimes a big problem may be very small if you just think about it for a little bit. That where you feel you're trapped or you can't really move forward or ahead about something, it's not so. That the carelessness of the fool that was happening due to ignorance is now solidified into knowledge and restfulness. So it's kind of equally spiritual to the fool, but opposite way to approach it. The fool just goes and knows nothing and cares for not one thing in the world, while the hermit does not care about what people will think at all. It just goes and do his thing. But because of knowledge, he's able to absorb his lesson. While the fool has no knowledge at all. Opposite equals, I would say. Yeah.
Zola, the wedding company that will do anything for love, is reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier. From engagement to wedding and decorating your first home, Zola is there. Combining compassionate customer service with modern tools and technology, all in the service of love. Join 500,000 couples who've used Zola. It takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy-to-use planning tools. Conveniently manage everything online and in one place. It saves so much time for couples to have sex. Start with a free wedding website. It's so easy and takes just minutes to set up. Over 100 beautiful wedding website designs to choose from that fit any couple's style and every type of wedding. You can put Zola Registry on your wedding website so guests can get all the details they need and buy your wedding gift in one convenient and beautiful place. It makes registering for newlywed life so easy. Over 500 top brands from OXO and Cuisinart to Sonos and Airbnb. You can also create a fund for your honeymoon, future home, new puppy, or anything you want. We also have the best completion discount, 20% off remaining gifts on your registry starting right after your big day. It's so easy to use. It has so many features all in one site. It's a free wedding website. You can build your dream registry. You know, to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/tarot. That's starting your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola by clicking on zola.com/tarot. You don't click on it. You just type it up. You type it like a regular website. I just got married recently, and Zola was great. I didn't use Zola. That's the truth. It came to my life after I already had planned everything. And it just, I wish I would have known this existed. But it didn't. And I did it the other way. I did it the dark way. The way where everything's harder. So I recommend you to use Zola. That's Z-O-L-A. Bye. I'm going to go join my little demons. We're all dancing around with some fire. No biggie. Don't pay attention to that. See you later. Have a good wedding. Bye. What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals?
No.
Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. Listen, BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor, caring professionals specializing in issues that you want to talk about. It can be depression, stress, and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem. For example, I have PTS of several kinds, and I should talk to a therapist, so I'm probably going to use BetterHelp.com. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time and at your own pace. Schedule a secure video and phone session or text your therapist. I mean, in Venezuela, we do that to all our doctors, and it should be done here, but it doesn't happen except in BetterHelp.com. It's all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. That's pretty quick. So if you feel pretty desperate, help is on its way really fast. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% off your first month with discount code TAROT. That's T-A-R-O-T. If you've been wanting to talk, get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get a match with a counselor you'll love. One that you can always change in case you don't love them. That's betterhelp.com/tarot. Promo code TAROT. So that's easy, right? BetterHelp.com/tarot, promo code tarot. You're listening to Sassy Tarot. You can put that together. Y'all smart. Get help, guys. It's good for you. Tarot can only do so much. Well, I'm going to go text my therapist about some person I want to have sex with and won't do it. They won't do it. So, bye. I clearly need it. That's me hitting the mic with my forehead. Bye. And so that's how we land on the ninth. No,
it's a number nine, but it's actually the 10th major arcana. 10 out of 21. What comes after the Hermit? Well, the Wheel of Fortune. Why? Because usually once you get to a point where you absorb certain lessons and accept them, even if you don't love them, even if you don't necessarily like having to go through that meditation, through that process where you realize certain things, where you realize, you know what? I don't like depending upon what people think about me, and I'm going to do what I need to do in order to be the person I'm meant to be and be happy. And this has to do only with me. It's alone. Once you get to a place that's that spiritually solid, usually life flips you around into a new stage of your life because you've completed a stage, you've completed a lesson, you've completed a thing, and suddenly you are spinning into a new direction. So the Hermit is a completion. It's a number nine. It's an almost there, baby. You almost are there. This happens a lot. The Hermit to me shows up. People get reluctant when it shows up after a breakup, right? Because what you want is to be with the person you were with, or maybe you decided to break up and now you feel alone and you're doubting whether that was a good idea, right? And the Hermit is a card that when people see it is so, like, the image is so strong and they're feeling like exactly that's what the fear. What's a fear of leaving a relationship that you know you gotta leave? Or a place of work that you know you gotta leave? That you won't have part of what this thing provides, right? Going through that lonely moment, that moment of, like, not knowing how to absorb this lesson to go to the next one. So the when the Hermit pops there, it's not to tell you, like, you'll be alone, bitch. Fuck you. It's more like to tell you this moment of processing and absorbing who you are now that you've been untangled from this other thing and to get scar tissue around the parts that were removed is so important because so many people just go bleeding into the next situation and then they wonder why it doesn't stick or why it doesn't work, and it's because you didn't take a Hermit fucking time to take it all in and figure out what the fuck. Who are you without that other person? Who are you without that job? Who are you if left alone in a mountain for fucking 10 days and the technology was limited? Who are you when you are on your own? Right now it's harder to do. Some people do retreats. Some people do meditation every day. I would really like to know. I have no idea. Me in my Hermit mode, me alone for 10 days in a cabin, maybe without a cell phone, without my husband or any partner, lover, without anyone. Who would I be? What would my mind eventually give me about myself? So that's what the Hermit invites you to think about. It's a time of recovery. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of meditation. And it's a time of understanding that you're whole on your own. And that separation, unlike when we're children, separation from society is not mortal. It's just an indication that we're wiser. So I hope you learn about the Hermit today. When you see it around in readings, you'll be able to understand what it means. Some tarot readers consider it like, you feel alone, you feel rejected. Yeah, it depends on the other cards. To me, it signifies a period of a lot of spiritual growth. If you're noticing the Rider-Waite tarot, his lamp has a star inside. And so many people say that's the star card, which means even though you're alone, you are guided by your inner hope. That's the light that shines his way up the mountain, is the star, is the inner hope that you have of fulfilling your mission in this life, which has nothing to do with anyone else. Even twins are born, each one of them, in their own case/body. die alone. We're born alone, we die alone. That's not to say we're lonely beings, that's to say you are you. And sometimes we forget. Okay, I'm gonna pull three cards. That's our interactive reading portion of the day. While I do that, I'm gonna ask you to please subscribe to the podcast. Give us 5 stars if you like it. If you're this far into the episode, it would be crazy if you give us less. Why would you? There's a lot of information about the Hermit and any other cards online and YouTube and books. Like, my God, this is definitely only a little chunk of what you can learn about each one of the cards. I hope it was enlightening. Meanwhile, I want you to think of a topic of your preference, any kind of topic, and then I will pull 3 cards. You can also not think of a topic and just pick a card and see what the message is and leave it up to fucking destiny. If the message doesn't resonate, don't try to force it into your life. It doesn't matter. Just let it go. Who cares? Remember, this is only for you, for yourself. It's a meditation for your own life. If it doesn't serve you, don't damage yourself. And on my Sassy Tarot Pod Instagram, I'm doing daily card pulls, and I talk a lot about the cards, and I'll tell you everything that there is, all the message that I can think of during that day. So if you want to do that, subscribe also to the Instagram. I mean, follow me on Instagram. I also post on Twitter, Sassy Tarot Pod. And okay, I'm ready, almost. Think of a topic. I'm pulling 3 cards. There we go. Okay, card 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Think of a number. 1, 2, or 3. That's your number. Okay. What am I picking? Card number. Okay. If you got card number 1, oh my God, okay. We got the devil. The devil back again. The devil's been stalking me so hard, and I know why. It's because I'm horny all the time. And I have this specific addiction and obsession. The devil talks about your lower self, your lower vibration, the part of you that makes you act in a way that's like, maybe not necessarily the best. I was talking about the devil card and the January 31st card of the day in my Instagram. And what I'm seeing here with this one is that I feel like sex is not a chain. I'm specifically talking about sex because this devil card, which is the Rider-Waite, it's 2 naked figures, unlike like my gilded tarot is just like a sexy guy, right? This one, it feels like 2 people chained by their nudity, by sex, 2 people chained by their addictions. And but here's the thing. A lot of artists throughout life have used their devil, their lower selves, and those impulses to create amazing art. A lot of people have created amazing things out of their addiction. So, for example, if you're addicted to alcohol and then you can find a way to use your addictive personality to help others, then they become addicted to being, to doing charity or like helping aiding senior citizens or whatever, you know? So the devil is here to help you face what those lower vibrations are and just kind of embrace them. Not in a way that will damage other people or damage you, in a way that you find them more natural. It's like going back to being a little, feeling more natural. Remember, humans are animals as well. We're not just the Hierophant, which is a community with rules. We're not Justice, which is Libra card, like all about the contracts and the squares of like of the rules that we've imposed ourselves into society, right? We're also animals that shit and pee and have sex and have impulses. And those impulses, yes, you're not gonna go and strike someone with a fucking bat in the head and kill them. No, you don't do that. But you can be a little more free with the parts of you that are so more animalistic and instinctual. If you pick card number two, my God, that's a card I pick and it's literally me. Fuck. Gosh. Okay, we got the Nine of Swords, guys. Brace yourselves. We are having nightmares. We're having bad dreams, regret, basically sleepless nights, thinking and calculating and recalculating something that's tormenting you, something that's making you very sad, something that's making you very mentally exhausted, something that's really not letting you sleep at night. So this card is here to tell you that this is all mental, that this is all about your brain. Listen, I'm not here to dismiss that. Trust me, you. My brain goes places and I can get tormented. And it's very real for me. And that is my reality. I always say to my husband that I have like four or five ongoing relationships and they're all in my mind. So that's a Nine of Swords. You know, it's like you have a full life in your brain, which I do. I've always done that. That was my survival mechanism as a child. And it still is how I relate to the world. So same. It's not a bad thing. It's just when it goes out of control and you think that everything that happens in your brain is real, is when you're in trouble, because not everything that happens in your brain is real. If you pick card number three, Nine of Wands. Oh my God, are we stressed or what? Nine of Wands, two nines. The Nine of Wands signifies a moment where you feel like you've struggled so hard and people are kind of out to get you and you're guarding your back and you're watching your back and you're feeling, when is this over? Because it's a nine. I'm here to tell you this is almost over. Whatever feelings of like feeling left out, like people are against you, like the project's not coming out, like you're putting so much effort in, like nothing's working, that you've put eight wands already, you've stabbed them in the ground and you have one more left and you don't know if you can do it and your head hurts and you don't know if people are here to attack you while you're like putting your wands or they're gonna steal from you. Just put the goddamn wand on the ground and get out of there. Finish the cycle. It's about to be over. It's about to be over. Now, unlike the Nine of Swords, this is not a mental attitude. This is actually physically, you're physically maybe exhausted. You don't know if this passion is going to be enough for you to keep going with this. You don't know if this passion is enough for you to keep going with this project, relationship, whatever. But whatever it is, this feeling of exhaustion is going to go away. Just hang tight. This is the card of almost there. It's a very good card in some decks. In this Rider-Waite, it's a little bit like, a little bit, you've been the victim of others or a lot of too much work. While the Nine of Swords is, I'm a victim of my own brain. Well, guys, seems like we're stressed and seems like the Hermit is a good thing to do right now. Be alone, be with yourself, try to analyze yourself. The Nine of Swords that I have, I know that I spend a lot of time alone and I stress about that too. So, like, if you got that card, like, to me, I would think, what is a way in which I can spend the same amount of time alone with and alleviate my thoughts, right? And I invite you to do that. Thank you guys for being here. As always, we have music by the one and only Peter Mark Kendall. And subscribe to the podcast, and you already know all that. I'll see you guys next week. And if you have any questions, just DM me on Instagram, and I'll maybe answer them. No, I will definitely answer them. I'm a thirsty bitch. All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
In the yesteryears, there were no therapists to speak of. But now, what is standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? Have you thought about talking to someone but are uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you. Wow. The future is great. BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselor, caring professionals specializing in the issues that you want to talk about. Depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, and others that feel different than this music. Connect with your counselor in a safe and private environment. Get help at your own time, at your own pace. Not like the old times where you had to make an appointment and send bird letters to see if they would see you at some point. Schedule secure video phone and session or text your therapist. Text? What is that? All included worldwide. And you can start communicating in under 24 hours. That's pretty quick. In my days, it would take 2 weeks just to reach my home from the store. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option, and for all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% of your list of your first month. For all the Sassy Tarot listeners, get 10% of your first month with discount code TAROT. If you've been wanting to talk, get started today. Go to betterhelp.com/tarot. Simply fill out the questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. One that you can always change. That's betterhelp.com/tarot, promo code TAROT. betterhelp.com/tarot, promo code TAROT. Tell them Sassy Tarot sent you. And tell them I did before they burn me in the stake.
What?
Because I'm a witch, clearly. Right? What time period are we talking about here?